everybody, Tanisha Coffey here, aka The Lofty Entrepreneur. Thanks so much for joining me for The Lofty Entrepreneur podcast today. I am going to tap into the subject of perspective today because I think it's a really important thing to think about when you are an entrepreneur. The perspective that you have on things can totally change how you move through your day, through your overall plan, through your business overall. So I want to kind of jump into that topic. And for me, I got a glimpse of perspective. What made me think about this topic today was when I was out doing my run today. Today I had to do sprints. And I had done a few of my sprints back and forth. And then at one point, I think I was at number lap 4 out of 8. And I was standing there in the middle of the course that I had to do. And all I could think about was I turned in one direction. I turned to my left and I could see the sprint, the path that I had already come back and forth. And then when I turned to my right, all I could see was the path ahead that I knew in probably a few weeks' time, I would have to be incorporating part of that path as part of my sprints. And when I looked, turned back to my left and I looked at the path that I had come, it seemed easy because I had been up and down that path so many times over the course of doing my sprints today and just in the weeks and months previously. It's something that I had been practicing. When I first started at the beginning of that path, it was hard. I was, you know, looking at how far I had to go and it just seemed impossible. You know, I didn't think that I could do it, let alone do it faster and better over time. But here I was today, looking to my left down the path, and though it was hard today because I'm building up my speed and getting better, it was easier than when I first started because it was a path that I had already traveled, that I had traveled so many times before. And it got me to thinking about probably about 8 years ago when I was working on the Women in Film and Television Atlanta, WIFTA, Board of Directors. I was VP of Communications, and we were building a new website for the organization. And I remember going in, and we had hired someone to create something called a WordPress website. I had no clue what it was, and I was VP of Communications, so I had to learn how to use this website, and I was terrified. I had no idea what to do. I thought I would break the site if I did anything. It was really, really hard to kind of figure out for me. And I really didn't want to do much in it because I didn't want to mess up the website. But then fast forward 8 years later, and now I'm the one building WordPress websites, and I'm teaching others how to build WordPress websites, and it's easy for me. It's easy for me because it's a road that I've traveled so many times, back and forth. I've done it so many times that now it's easier to me. So my perspective on building WordPress websites is like the run. It's easier now. It's not hard. I don't perceive it as being hard anymore because I've done it so many times. I've practiced it. But meanwhile, when I look to the left on that run, I think about the things that, business-wise, I think about the things that I haven't done yet, that I haven't succeeded at yet, the things that I'm working on, the things that I know that are coming that I'm a little bit afraid to do because I'm not sure if I will make it to the point that I want to make it. But it was the same way when I first started doing my runs, when I first started doing that first set of sprints. I didn't know if I would make it there either, but I kept at it. And little by little, and each time I got better, to the point where now, most of the time, I make it there. And if I don't make it to my spot in the run that I was trying to do, usually it's because I was pushing myself harder to do it harder and faster. So even though I may not have made it all the way, I was still doing it in better time and in better shape than I did before. And, you know, it's the same way with business. Right now I'm doing some things that I have never done before. And it's hard and it takes endurance and it takes focus to keep going because, you know, every time you think that you're getting closer to the end or finishing, you know, a certain thing, there's always more to do. There's a little bit more that you have to go and you have to push to keep going. And so it's the same thing with the run. I look at that path in front of me, and it seems like it's going to be so hard to get there. But even though it's intimidating to try to get to that point, and when I look at the road ahead of me, it's intimidating as far as the run that I'll have to do that's coming in the coming weeks, because my husband's ahead of me in the run, so I know it's coming. It's intimidating, but I have to look at it as the same way as the path that I've already come. I have to know that, yes, it may be hard starting out, but that if I just keep at it, eventually I will make it. And eventually I won't not just make it, I'll make it farther and I'll make it faster, and it'll get easier as I move along. And it's the same thing with my business as I am entering this new territory, creating these new things, these new products and services that I've been working on. As I keep at them, and as I keep moving forward with creating them and making them better and, you know, doing all these things, that process will get easier too, so that as I continue to finish this process out, and then when I want to repeat it again, it'll be easier and I'll do it better and faster each time. And that's all about perspective. If I stay in the perspective of it's going to be hard and I may not be able to do it, then that's what it will be. Your mind is so powerful, it tells you what things will or will not be. Versus if I change my perspective and I say, I know it will be a challenge, but I faced challenges before and I've met them, then my whole perspective on it changes. I prepare myself mentally for a challenge, but I also know that I am capable of overcoming that challenge. And so I encourage you to do the same as you work through your business and your personal life. When you come up against things that you're unsure of and the perspective is daunting and it seems like you won't be able to make it, you won't be able to do it, change your perspective. Think of it as a challenge, and then think about the things that you have already come through that at one time you perceived them to be a challenge. Like for me, the WordPress websites. At one time it was a challenge. It's no longer a challenge so much. It's still work. It's still hard sometimes depending on what I'm trying to do, but I know that I can do it, and you can too. So always keep your perspective in mind when you're attempting to do new things, and change your perspective to more of an I can than an I can't. Frame things in a different way so that you have the positive state of mind to help keep moving yourself forward in the things that you're trying to do. All right, guys, that's it for today. Thanks so much for joining me for the Lofty Entrepreneur Podcast. And if you haven't already done so, be sure to, follow me on social media, and definitely be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you can keep up with everything that's going on with the Lofty Entrepreneur. And as always, if you need help with starting your business, be sure to check out the links in the description. The next 7-day business launch challenge is probably starting really soon, so check out the link for that. All right, guys, talk to you soon. Bye.